episode 1004, Waiting for Tomorrow.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is off to a beautiful start. I first want to let those who are struggling in California right now, the fires that are burning rampant, know that we are praying for you and your safety, and that God will be with those that are fighting those fires. It is a scary thing. Today is Motivation Inspiration Day, and sometimes when life gets the best of us, we just don't feel motivated. Sometimes it's all about waiting for tomorrow. You don't have to wait for tomorrow because God has given you today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Are you always waiting for tomorrow, hoping it will be better than today? Waiting for a new opportunity, waiting for happier children. We all want happier children. Waiting for today to pass. You have today to shine. Waiting for tomorrow is an excuse to not do what you need to do today. Too many times we get swamped with what's to come, but what's to come is not guaranteed. Proverbs 27:1 says this, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring." You're guaranteed only the moment that you're in right now, not a moment before or a moment after. It's right there, that moment. You have today and only today. In order to live, love, and impact, you must be present. Be present in the moment, even if it's not where you want to be. How many times do we find ourselves just sitting there going, I don't want to pay these bills. I can't pay these bills. I can't afford this. My marriage is falling apart. I don't want to be here. I hate my job. Maybe your children are just yelling and all you feel like you're yelling back. And it's this continual motion of anger and frustration all the time. We're still called to be present in the moment, even if it's not where we want to be. Be present. Be present in the day, looking for opportunities to love, opportunities to serve. And it's not all about you serving yourself. It's about serving and loving others, giving to others, a compliment, opening the door, a wave of a hand, a smile to a stranger. These little things in our life that we take so much for granted. I was having a conversation with my mom earlier today, and I said, you know, Mom, it was interesting. We were talking about moving. You all know we're in the middle of moving. Yes, we sold our house, praise the Lord. At the same time, though, we still have to find now a house to go and move to, and that's another struggle because we have a large family, and yes, we could all squeeze into this little two- or three-bedroom place, but did you know in some states, you're not allowed to have more than two people per bedroom? I know, crazy, isn't it? Anyway, so I was talking to my mom about moving, and I brought up this whole thing. We were actually scheduled to move and go to Japan. And abruptly, that was canceled. And we were then to choose another place. And it happened so quickly. And one of my things that my mom told my dad was that, you know, if you're going to go into the military, then we want to give our children the opportunity to see things that they wouldn't normally be able to see. Experience cultures that they would never be able to see. And one of the things that she always wanted to do is to go back to Hawaii. You see, that's where my parents met. That's where I was born. Hawaii is my home. It's very special to our family. And so very quickly, we went from heading to Japan to heading to Hawaii. But that meant we had another 6 months to stay right where we were. Sometimes we have to be present in the day looking for opportunities to love, to serve, to be grateful. It doesn't always have to be about you. Sometimes God has bigger plans and we need to pause and we need to say, okay, maybe there's more to this than what I'm seeing. Even in the hurt, in the pain, be present in the day. Be present in your mind, leaning into God's plan for your life. If we would get off of our own agenda and get out of our own way, imagine what God can do. Because usually we're the stumbling block. Waiting for tomorrow holds on to the hurt and pain that much longer. By making today count, you are holding yourself accountable for what matters. You matter. Your dreams matter. Your family matters. Your joy matters. Life isn't about being perfect. It's about making your day count for something greater than yourself. So it's time to shine today. Shine. Smile. I can feel your energy from here. You know it feels good when you smile. Come on. Turn that frown upside down. You got a smile in there somewhere. Shine today. Handle the struggles of today, for the struggles of tomorrow will handle themselves. Don't allow yourself to get wrapped up in excuses. Live, love, impact. Let your setbacks become your comebacks. Shine today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.